Well, it's called Major Contours in the History of the Book in Canada. So what I'd like to do is try to synthesize and analyze all of the data that HBIC collected when it was published 10 years ago
Right.
and kind of interpret its significance for Canadian literary studies. So what matters from the history of the book in Canada? What are the takeaway points? So I want to try to identify five kind of turning points in the history of the book in Canada and then talk about some of the authors who tried to eke out careers at these various stages. The first one is the fact that there was no printing press in New France, okay, which is a well-known fact to people who worked in this field. And but rather than saying that then thus therefore there was no Canadian literature, we should go and look at the texts and interpret them based on that fact. Okay, so if Champlain wrote his book, 1613 Voyages, about the founding of Quebec, who was it published for and what form did it take, right? So I think that's a great example because historians have tended to just transcribe what Champlain writes and says this happened. For example, Champlain writes that shortly after founding Quebec, his locksmith launched a conspiracy against him and tried to murder him, and Champlain quelled this. Okay, and rather than taking that as literal fact, what we need to do, I think, is to say, okay, this book was published for a purpose, which was to legitimate Champlain's colonial enterprise to the French monarch and to present himself as the natural choice for a governor. Okay, so I think that there are, if not fiction, then some rhetoric happening saying that, he's narrating something to show that he's going to be the perfect Christian prince in the New World, and therefore he should be appointed as such. In one sense, we're done because these three volumes got published. But in another sense, we've just begun. And I know Leslie Haslam likes to say this: book history is a method. It's a way of analyzing stuff. It's not just an object, a historical object with a start, middle, and end. Unto itself. So, in a way, I think we've written the start, middle, and end with these three volumes. But there's so much material to analyze with this approach now, and which hasn't been done. It's filling in the gaps, but it's also the gaps are infinite. The gaps are infinite because it's a way of approaching literature. Every time you read a text and think about not just about literary qualities, but how was this published, in what form, and for whom. Every time you do that, you're interpreting the text in its sort of material circumstances, and that brings out new meaning for that. So that won't ever be done in a way. So yeah, it's a good question. I think the answer is we're done and we haven't begun. I guess I'd like to leave them with the thought that there are so many Canadian authors out there who have not yet been touched with this approach over the centuries. That there's so many authors who would benefit from a history of the book study of their life and work, and I hope that I can whet people's appetites and not totally bore them to death. We'll see.